This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. The United States is getting a third vaccine to prevent COVID-19 after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Saturday cleared a Johnson & Johnson shot that works with just one dose instead of two. The FDA said J&J's vaccine offers strong protection against what matters most, serious illness, hospitalization, and death. Dr. Francis Collins is the director of the U.S. National Institutes of Health.
I hope everybody is aware of just how amazing it is that we can talk here today at the end of February about a third vaccine that has gone through rigorous trials and has been proven safe and effective in tens of thousands of people.
Shipments of a few million doses to be divided among states could begin as early as Monday. By the end of March, J&J has said it expects to deliver 20 million doses to the United States and 100 million by summer. President Joe Biden is calling on the Senate to pass a $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill that passed the House of Representatives early Saturday. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The people of this country have suffered far too much for too long. We need to relieve that suffering.
President Biden says House passage of the COVID-19 relief bill he's championed moves the country one step closer to ending the pain the pandemic has caused. And he's urging the Senate to act quickly on the $1.9 trillion package. But Republicans like August Pfluger of Texas say too much money is going to projects with little connection to COVID relief.
Taxpayers in Texas should absolutely not be rewarding states who have kept their economies shuttered.
Democrats are pushing the measure through Congress under special rules to avoid a Senate filibuster in an effort to get it to the president's desk before emergency jobless benefits end March 14th. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is